you can look at everyone's network. You can see a lot of potential intro paths that are exciting. You don't want to bombard, like, you know, your people and your team or your people outside of your company, like your stakeholders, with intro requests, right? I think if you equip your stakeholders, your team and your external stakeholders with some content, you can then let them like influence your buyers over time, meaning like signal boosting. I mean, like, hey, we have a webinar in 3 months on the topic. You know, it can be like, can you like invite those people, segment, be strategic, build a process, build a repeatable process that sort of like preserves like people's relationships and time too.
Welcome to the Revenue Rebels podcast, brought to you by Warmly. On this show, we cut straight through the fluff and dive deep into the specific tactics that B2B revenue leaders across sales and marketing are using to find success in today's environment. I'm your host, Alan Zhao. All right. Today we're here with Olivia Roth, the Chief Growth Officer at The Swarm. The Swarm is a company that allows you to see the relationship graph of your company's collective network. This data can be used to ask for warm intros, get influence on deals, all of which help to accelerate the sales cycle organically. And today we're going to be talking about how to get the most out of your warm network from a sales perspective. Olivia, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Great. Let's get a quick background about yourself.
Yeah, so I used to run a marketing agency in San Francisco, working with startups, building their growth funnels, working with like early stage. So I was doing a lot of different things and having a lot of fun working with like startups across the tech ecosystem, mostly B2B. But David Connors, the CEO at The Swarm now, it was one of my clients. And his company was acquired by Sequoia. I then worked with Sequoia as a client, and then towards the end of a 7-year cycle for me running my own agency, I decided to join The Swarm. So it was like a perfect shift for me to work in like on a product, something that can scale like much bigger, VC backed and so on. I was very excited to join.
Awesome. And why did you guys start The Swarm? Why did David start it? Why did you join it?
Yeah, so the origin idea is like comes from his time at Sequoia helping portfolio companies like make the most of their networks. You know, like VCs are really investing in helping like portfolio companies, right, in many ways. And one is like recruiting. And so he developed a series of tools. And that's the origin idea of The Swarm, is like for recruiting, you know, instead of like asking everyone for referrals and waiting, or even like sitting in a conference room with everyone's laptop open on LinkedIn and trying to do some looking for potential candidates, like what if we can see everyone's network and search across the network async? And that's the original idea. Then we launched it. We worked with design partners, of course, founders, and a lot of people started to use it for sales. And of course, it makes sense. Like you can see everyone's network and your team and across your stakeholders. Now you can do a lot with this data. And so fundraising is another use case because it's all about networks. But sales is emerging as, of course, like the biggest opportunity right there. So we've been really focusing on that.
Nice. And so, and from a sales perspective, what is the problem with the way that we tap into our network and relationships today?
Yeah. So I think the best salespeople, and also recruiters and founders, but like focusing on sales, the best salespeople already do it extremely well, but at the individual level. So meaning like they have like used like LinkedIn to the core and like have maybe like spreadsheets and tables and so on of their network. But when you try to do that motion at the team level, at the company level, across every execs, founders, investors, partners, advisors out of the company, using a tool like LinkedIn just doesn't scale, because LinkedIn is like built for content, and it's like it's a single player mode kind of tool actually. You can see a lot of data and you can find a lot of like mutual connections, but because of the first degree connection being so loose now, and because it's a content tool to build an audience, everybody's incentivized to accept connection requests, right? Like, why not, right? People have a different like approach to it, but basically like first degree connections is not enough as a signal. So it's so super noisy. So you can't really use it to scale the type of motion at the team and company level. And that's where the swarm came in.
Awesome. Do you have any recommendations for best practices for asking for warm intros? For example, for myself, it takes a little bit longer. Sometimes I find that maybe an advisor of mine, like I don't want them to get fatigued. Any thoughts here?
Yeah, it's all about like the process, I think, and just finding a rhythm. I mean, that's what we are working with our customers with also. Now you can look at everyone's network. You can see a lot of potential intro paths that are exciting. You don't want to bombard like, you know, your people and your team or your people outside of your company, like your stakeholders with intro requests, right? So doing it like once a month is one way to do it. Super tangible, like once a month, and tell people this is the process. We're import your network here. We're going to once a month come to you with 3 to 5 like ICP type like intro requests, and we're going to give you a template. I think it's all, there's a lot of like content out there to how to ask an intro about like being authentic, being to the point, being clear, having a clear call to action, building value and offering some sort of reciprocity if possible, like just all of that package in a nice forwardable note delivered to the right person. It works. People want to help. Like they are short on time. So you need to kind of like build a process that works for them.
Nice. Yeah. So and it's very bespoke. I think we talked about this before, but warm intros are one of the things that are the most difficult to scale because you have inherently a relationship with the other person and it's not really meant to be scaled in a SaaS kind of way. So that makes sense. What's an example of warm intros being leveraged correctly from one of your customers and what was the result?
Yeah, so one of our customers, Series B startup, that's really in like growth mode, and they had 150 advisors. They have referral type advisors. They have like, you know, design partners from the early days. They have people that have the advisor role and some advisory shares and are interested in the success of the company. So it's a lot of like people with like high value networks there. They didn't really have a way to look through their network. They tried like the Airtable and spreadsheet and downloading everyone's LinkedIn connections and so on, but they joined the swarm to invite all of their advisors, map their networks, and then implemented that process of like you know, having a rhythm to ask questions. They layered their target accounts. They had like a few thousand target accounts, and they're mid-market to enterprise, so it's all like relationship driven sales. And for this is like for this type of sales where like the swarm really, really worked. So they're currently like implementing that and inviting investors, other people, just kind of like growing their swarm.
If you're a fan of the Revenue Rebels podcast, please leave us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Your support goes a long way in helping us bring on more amazing guests. Thank you.
That's amazing. Growing the swarm.
Yeah.
So I know that warm intros is just one of the many methodologies in which you can tap into your network. There's things like influence, getting intelligence. Oh, you know this person. I'm working on a deal with them. What are their problems? Can you talk to me about some of the other use cases for leveraging your warm intros network?
Yeah. So it's all about segmenting, in my opinion. So you can look at, if you have a list of target accounts, let's say you're doing account-based selling and you have a defined list of like, target accounts. You can look at maybe like the top 10-20% you're going to ask intros to, but maybe there is like some like lower value deals or like a bigger volume of like target accounts where you have a connection in, but you're not going to ask an intros for every single of these accounts. Those, I think you can, I think if you equip your stakeholders, your team and your external stakeholders with some content, you can then let them like influence your buyers over time, meaning like signal boosting. I mean, like, hey, we have a webinar in 3 months on the topic. You know, it can be like, can you like invite those people to it and say if they're interested? That's an intro request, right? That's just like a bit of an endorsement, and or can you just like reshare on LinkedIn, because that way all your network is going to see it, and maybe beyond LinkedIn. But so if you segment your target and then decide the one you're going to go with the intro play two, and the ones you're going to go with like influence type plays two. And then there's the rest. You're going to run your cold playbook, and you're going to do more like, you know, like different like plays, and maybe lean on like personalized cold emails for them. That's fine. So yeah, segment, be strategic, build a process, build a repeatable process that, sort of like preserves like people's relationships and time too.
No, makes sense. What are all the people that need to be added to this collective network? I understand it's your company employees and advisors. Anybody else that you should consider?
Yeah, I think like taking the time to sit down and be like, okay, who, especially in an early stage startup, like where your resources are limited, like you actually, there's a lot of people that can help you. So it's like your team. I mean, I think it's the entire team. Of course, like more like maybe like junior people and so on may not have a strong network, but just like, you know, in inviting everyone. And angel investors, advisors, design partners, external partners like agencies or whoever is in your ecosystem. And then like one that I really like is customers, like your first customers. If you're a 2-year-old or 3-year-old startup and you have your first 50 customers that have stuck around with you since like, you know, day one, like I'm sure a fraction of them would be, totally happy to help you, like so inviting them on like, you know, your network to help you, it makes sense too. So yeah, just sitting down and really kind of like mapping your network, looking at your own like strong connections and maybe incentivize people. So if it's like an industry friend, like maybe there, that's just a social thing where you get introductions. Maybe if it's like an agency partner, there is like an incentive, there's a commission structure. So yeah, building it out, but not limiting yourself. There is no reason to limit yourself. You can tap into a lot of like the people that are around your company.
Have you seen a sustainable way to continuously make asks? Like you talked about incentives and there's commission. Is there anything else that you can offer over time to your network?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of discovery on that topic, so I don't have all the answers, but I think there's something interesting with gamification. Like people want to, I think some sort of social reward of like, you know, giving intros. It's people's relationship, and it's really not all about money and commissions and so on. But I think if you find like ways to, yeah, like, you know, shed the spotlight on like people who are really helping you create this like really positive like cycle. So, but we're running some discovery on that. So more on that soon.
Awesome. Is there anyone who's helped you in your career that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yeah, tons of people like come to mind. To be honest, running my own agency before, but I think I'll give a shout out to David Connors, CEO at The Swarm. He's just been like an incredible boss over the last 3 years, giving me the opportunity first, but also like, you know, running like experiments and running the marketing and growth like at The Swarm, sort of like the way I wanted, and support me. Like, so yeah, shout out to David for that.
David sounds like a great guy. I think one of the things that's really important for people who are coming in leadership and first couple employees type role is just give them agency to run after whatever they need to do, and then support them and help them and allow them to experiment. So It's good to hear. Last question, Olivier, is how can people learn more about you?
So, you know, definitely like feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, and even better, like on The Swarm. So we have a free trial on our website. It's a 30-day, pretty generous trial, and happy to, you know, connect with people to help them, like, not necessarily like adopt The Swarm, but like talk about that motion and how it can apply to their company. So yeah, super open to meetings and more discovery. So yeah, always happy to chat.
All right. Please give Olivier a follow on LinkedIn. Connect with him on The Swarm 30-day free trial. It's a fantastic tool. You can leverage your network, and no reason not to. It's there. It's powerful.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.